But look, I've come across a local feel-good story. Local Murray Bridge resident. His name, he goes by the name of Josh, and I've got him on the phone right now. Good morning, Josh.
G'day, how are you?
I'm great, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Excellent, excellent. And look, I found out that you were looking for work for quite a while. In fact, applying for like loads of jobs, or 357 jobs to be precise, over a three-month period, and just not getting loads of responses. And so you kind of looked into what you could do and you came up with a solution. Is that right?
Yep.
Can you tell us a bit? What? Tell us about that, Josh.
I ended up, I was with InterJobs here in Murray Bridge.
Yep.
And I joined a, self-employment assistance program, because I had an idea to start up a, window cleaning business.
Oh, okay. And so you were applying for loads of jobs here in Murray Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
And just trying and trying and not getting much response there.
Well, Murray Bridge does have a pretty high unemployment rate, which is really annoying.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you thought, well, I'm just going to have to do something about that, take my own initiative and start up a business. So you sort of employed yourself. Is that what happened?
Yeah, pretty well. But, yeah, I used to clean supermarkets and that, and always got complimented by team members of how good I always used to make the glass look. So that kind of gave me the idea.
Right. So it's a window cleaning service. What's it called, Josh?
Preem Window Cleaning.
Clean Window Cleaning.
No, Preem. It's P-R-E-E-M.
Preem Window Cleaning.
Yep.
Okay, great. And did you start to get onto social media? Have you made a YouTube channel? Tell me about that.
That's the YouTube channel. I've done a couple of window cleans on there, just quick little vids. I've done like the solar panel clean. I've put that on there. And yeah,
solar
that's
panel.
Mainly about fishing and stuff.
Yeah, right. Do you get lots of work for solar panel cleaning?
Yeah. Which is good. I actually get more solar panel cleaning jobs than I do window cleaning jobs.
So do you?
Okay.
Yeah, right. That's a whole world I don't know much about. But I do know, Josh, that I only got my windows cleaned once. I don't often book a cleaner. Do you do mostly households or businesses, or do you do both?
I focus more on residential.
Residential.
But, yeah, I do I do the Daily Deli on Manham Road.
Oh, yeah.
Actually going to see if I can get in to do them Tuesday morning.
Yep.
I do Reedy Creek Retreat, which is the resort out near Manham.
Oh, nice.
That's a pretty big job.
Yeah, right. Do you have a little team or is it just you?
Most of the time it's just me. If it's a really big job, I do have a couple of people I can call up, like a couple of good mates. They usually give me a bit of a hand.
Yeah. You know, and I feel like window cleaning is one of those things for me personally that, you know, it's just one of those things that gets neglected in my house. But when I get it done, Josh, you would know this firsthand more than others, more than me. When I get it done, I swear my whole house looks brighter. And
because it lets a lot more lighting.
I don't realise how dirty my windows are until I get them cleaned and my whole house is just heaps lighter. That's right. So if people want to find you, Josh, you know, I love this story. Do you know what I love? I love the fact that you just couldn't get a job for damn ages. You went to InterJobs, InterWork, and they helped you. But you just sort of thought, well, you know what? If I can't get a job, I'm just going to just get about and get myself a job. I'm just going to get myself a job, just make your own work. And I love that. But I also love that it worked, because there's probably lots of people out there that might have thought about doing it or felt scared. I thought, I can't do this, won't work out. But thankfully it worked for you. Did you have any of those fears when you first started?
Oh, yeah. Before I actually signed up with the self-employment assistance program, I had no idea what I was doing.
Yeah.
And it was a bit of an uphill struggle. And, really had no idea what I was doing. Like, I was getting cheap stuff from Bunnings in order to do it, and I wasn't doing a good job. And but yeah, now I've actually got a supplier up in Adelaide. Now I've got professional gear.
Yep.
So I've reinvested most of the money I've earned this year. I've reinvested into upgrades and more equipment, stuff like that. So yeah, I've got a water purification system for solar panel cleaning, water fed pole, and then yeah, professional window mops and squeegees and all that sort of stuff for doing windows.
Oh, great. Well, Josh,
and I've also learned a very valuable lesson not to use razor blades.
What?
I've also learned a valuable lesson not to use razor blades.
Okay, right.
Yeah, when I first started, I used one on my car and I kind of buggered up the tint. I was like, oh, no.
Right. Now you've got
lesson learned, no razor blades on glass.
That's right. Now you've got it all sorted. How can people find you if they want to book you?
My Facebook page is Preem Window and Solar Panel Cleaning.
Awesome. All right.
And, my YouTube channel is Lightning's Fishing Adventures.
Oh, amazing. Well, Josh, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for joining me on Power FM.
No worries.
Thanks, mate.